get tender love. Girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days, so many nights. Girl, I have been hungry for love. So many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days. Dream of me. Girl, I was so lonely when you were away. There was tears and my pillow. I did not got no one girl to hold me tight. Did not got no one girl to treat me right. I know my baby. Girl, I have been hungry for love. Girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days.
When you a plan, you think about my future too. When up now of you, them talk about the good things, them good I do. But I see when the child born, never take his bicycle right on. For my me no see him again. Him know about school and all me teacher them. I say my respect goes out to the real father them. You see everything I did for me. Only for thanks me give that day. My respect goes out to the real father them. You see everything I did for me. Only for thanks me give that day. And every Christmas and every birthday, till I get a gift, I went into birthday. I remember seeing pictures on my first day. They call me when I even when I'm not the first player. You teach me for count, you're not easy for doubt. You believe in me, you really support. You tell me sky is the limit, you tell me reach for the clouds. I say my respect goes out to the real father them. You see everything I did for me. Well, if I thank me give that day, yeah. My respect goes out to the real father them. I see everything I did for me. Only but thanks me give daddy. How the daughter for born, father quit. Yes, she sick, now visit. Yes, I'm not, she get a scholarship. You think you never know, I come at this. That's my girl, you're proud for say. Just don't you stay, that was the only way. Her life never sweet, like only from no eyes. Love no know, how them you travel. I say my respect goes out to the real father them. You see everything I did for me. Only for thanks me give daddy. My respect goes out to the real father them. You see everything I did for me. Only for thanks me give daddy. Before me creep I know for walk. Teach me a few words and me no know for talk. Could I explain myself, me just know for ball. If they beside me throughout this all. So me have to salute your daddy. To show me what a father is. He never left. When the belly of my mother big.
Yes, that's Jamil on that one. Talking about father, real father. Some of us, you know, love our fathers, and fathers just don't get enough sometimes, you understand? Fathers just don't get enough. But today we're going to talk about a lot of things, but there's a lot of things in the news. I'd like to know what's going on with this rape thing with this singer in Jamaica. They call his name. And he's the alleged rapist of Tanya Stevens, which has been going on. That hurt my soul. It really hurt my soul for two different reasons. Hurt my soul because Tanya Stevens, you know, that trauma, you can see how it, what kind of person it turned her into. Such a prolific writer of some real good songs. I'm going to search on the playlist here and see if I can find something by her. But there it is. And then some Chinese lady come out and said that she's being raped as well by Richie Stevens, allegedly. That's the word everybody like you to use, allegedly. So, you know, I'm going to use that word because that's the word of the day. All right. But anyways, we know some people sell sweet lies. I don't know which one. I don't know who's doing it, if it's the victim or if it's the perpetrator. Oh, we want to know what I want. So Barry Salmon can talk about them sweet lies.
Jack is a Mac and he comes around every Monday. Oh, Tuesday and Wednesday. Every day of the week. And even though I try to tell you that I love you from the bottom of my heart, you had no place for me. So vanity, you fell for one of them sweet lies. The kind you don't say you wanna believe. When the heart while the brain is saying and you're weak and weak. Another sweet lie. The kind you don't seem to wanna believe. When the heart's in doubt, you got to stay out. Now the wine and the roses stopped running around some time ago, but you won't admit that so. You pretend. I know it's hard to look your best, wearing the same old shabby dress, so you stay at home, waiting by the phone. The brain is playing and you're weak in the knees. Another sweet lie, the kind you don't feel you want to believe now. When the heart's in doubt, you should know to stay out of. Now we give no pledges to say, I told you so. It's been hard to keep it low, knowing the things I know. Maybe in another place, circumstances, you will find happiness. So I suggest, don't take foolish chances, no. When you see big wheel coming, another big wheel coming. Now the wine and the roses stop coming around from San Diego, but you won't admit that so. And you're weak in the knees. I know the sweet lies, the kind you don't stay the way we've been leading up. When the heart's in doubt, no to stay out of. I know the sweet lies, sweet lies. Now Jack's on the corner, flirting with another.
Sweet lies, some of us tell lies, but it's not good. Not good to be telling lies. But I'm not telling no lies this evening. Waiting on Janet on the move, lovely, because she's always on the move, so she's moving towards this side of town. We'll get her in a couple of minutes. She'll be here with some great, exciting, positive news for us all to, you know, meditate on. As you said, we want to meditate on that. So I'm always talking. I'm starting off with the mamas and the daddies. Here comes Egyptian. Mama, don't cry. CRS Radio.
We are good. We are good. We are good.
Yeah. Na 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 na. Oh, mama, mama, don't, mama, don't cry, don't cry. Mama, don't cry no more. Oh, bitter days is there for sure. Wipe those tears from your eyes. Always be the only story for. Mama, don't cry no more. Oh, bitter days is there for sure. Wipe those tears from your eyes. Always be the only story for. Mama, so many times we go through days without you to me. Mama, so many nights we sleep in a bundle like a slug of cheese. Mama, I know what it feels like to have a holy shoes on my feet. Mama, don't cry, cause I know I'm gonna make you beat your gun. Mama, don't cry no more. Oh, bitch, it isn't there for sure.
direction. I wish every mother in the world was just like you. You love me so kind. Oh yes, my mama, you love me so.
Egyptian telling us about having an emotional mama moment, but that's good because we all have it. Especially when we have a mother who cares, we'll always have that there. And like I say, people, Janet Lummy will be here in a few. As quick as she's on, I'll turn her over to you. This is Poetic Samuel. And this is a show called Wagwan. We're here every Thursday, 7 to 9, at the same time, you know, filling your mind with information, music, clean thought, all the things that, you know, elevate us beyond that plateau of just being simple human, but to be great human. That what would be nice. It would be nice. So I'm going to give you one more of this. Mama Tuna, this is one by Tupac. Yeah, Mama. I'm on that kind of tip today. We're trying to do the family thing. Make sure everyone is all right. This is Poetic Sam on the show called Wagwan. All right? And this is CIS Radio.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare, tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know
and dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama. Dear mama.
Yes, my people, we got so much going on. We got Sword going on. We got the Loony going on. We got our own things we're trying to set up here. We're trying to working on setting up like a worldwide biz, myself and a couple of other brothers out there. Our media, we need to set up our own media and make sure we're doing the right thing. There's so much to do. But, you know, what I have in mind might seem something like a dreamland, you know. It just, you can ask me what I think about, how I think. As long as you got good eyes and got good ears and you have life right now, I guess you got to be thankful. Because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. A lot of people need to go back to bed after this. And I got the opportunity to say how I feel, act how I feel, as long as it's the right way and I'm not stepping on anybody's toes, I'm okay with being in the dreamland. Just like I said before. We'll be right back.
Cloud Nine, how are you?
Oh, geez, on Cloud Nine, I'm climbing up. I'm on 7, coming up to 9. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. Lots going on right now in, you know, Toronto, Canada, Ontario, wherever, you know, mandatory vaccine rollout. They're threatening people that if they don't, even if persons are working at home, especially the government workers, they must be vaccinated. People are quitting their jobs left, right, and center, but the government is not giving up. It's just crazy here, you know?
I'm just wondering,
what is it like there?
What is this extraordinary push for this thing? Why is it so important? I know you cannot answer the question. I cannot answer the question. I don't expect you to. I'm just putting it out there. It seems to be such so ultra important that they'll do anything. And that is
yes, well, I'm not sure. Maybe, as I said, to stop the spread of the variants, you know, whatever it is. And they figure, the thing I don't understand, though, I saw today on the news, Pfizer now 5 to 11 years old now, they're going to be given vaccine to. Right? 5 to 11 years old. That's something that's going to be rolling out. Yeah. You know what? But you know what? I know, but let's forget about vaccine. You know, I'm on cloud nine because for African people, there are a lot happening on the continent that, you know, people need to jump on board. A lot is going on right now in terms of resources that's available for African people. They just launched the university virtual universities free to attend. There is a prerequisite, but it's not that difficult to get in. They have subjects or areas of studies such as agriculture, travel and tourism, you name it, it's there. Right? And it's for our people. And some of the professors there will be actual kings from certain kingdoms will be teaching. They're going to be having a virtual slavery route, right? Or slave route, I should say. A virtual slave route. They're going to be rolling out a smart city. There's a lot happening on the continent. And also, you know, there will be pan-Africanism is part of it as well. That's under the influence of Marcus Garvey's son, Dr. Julius Garvey. He's on the faculty there of the university. It's going to be the first digital library, Marcus Garvey, first digital library out of the university. So children are...
That's awesome news. That's great news. Each one should go ahead and tell everybody. All who need some learning, some information, some whatever, people going should definitely come and, you know, listen to Sword and see what's in store for them.
Yes, but not only that. How do you get there? Like, when I mean how do you get there, what do you need? It's free to sign up, but you have to take out your Lumi wallet. The Lumi wallet is what's doing all of this for you, the digital currency. We need to get everyone on board with this because it's building economic empowerment for us, for people on the diaspora, African diaspora, the economic region, the sixth economic region, doing this for all of us. But what am I to say? I would love for people to just visit the website, which is, it depends if it's the university, it's www.soad.com, which means the University of the State of African Diaspora. And then we have, they just launched Restitution Now, which is a museum that's set up to bring back all the stolen, wherever they were stolen, taken to. So they were stolen from Africa long before many of us were born, and then brought into places like France, Germany, England, that we need to get them back. So they're on that journey with that as well. You know, there's a 90-day celebration coming up, which is October the 18th out of Moortown, and then SOAD will also be hosting one on the 19th. So exciting news, and all this is as soon as you sign up for your Lumi wallet, you'll have access to all these resources. And yes, Sam, you already have your Lumi wallet, so maybe you can share with the masses what's happening with that.
Well, I just let mine sit there and I'm compiling it because I'm going to use it. I am looking forward, from teenage years, it's been my dream to go to Africa. I'm trying to see if I can put together enough Lumi with fiat to Africa.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. So, on the 22nd of this month, for the first time in history, it's an inaugural trip from Jamaica straight to Ghana. And if you had your wallet, you could pay with Lumi on that trip. This flight or airline will be accepting Lumi. So if you join now, they might have another trip coming up for next year? You could play with your roommate.
I need to get on one of those trips.
Yeah, so it's there for, you know, the room is happening. It's happening, people. Try to get your wallet. You know, it's an exciting time for us. So we need to sign up for it and to ensure that, you know, how it actually works. You just have to provide your particulars, like your name, address, birth of date, telephone number, email address, next of kin. And they also need two pieces of ID from you to identify that you are who you say you are, and right away you're assigned an account. However, on the 28th of each month, that's when you get your stimulus of 6.26 Lumi, the equivalent of $100 US. It's not money that you can physically withdraw at the moment. But what it can help you to do is trade among each other. So if I am offering a service and if Sam is offering a service, you can now trade from each other. Doesn't matter what service you're offering. That's what it's like, a bartering system. So if anybody is familiar with bartering system, it's exactly what it is. That's really what's going on, Wagwan, as it relates to the continent, you know, right now. That's what's happening. Again,
let's drop some lyrics so they don't get too,
yes, go ahead.
Expressive. So I'm going to drop something because Janet on the Move Lovely is always giving us tidbits that we need to know. So I'm going to play this one called Don't Ask My Neighbors, because you can come right here on TRS Radio on Wagwan from 7 to 9 on Thursdays and ask all you want. It's called Don't Ask My Neighbors by the Emotion. Love this. Yes, my people, if you really want to know what's going on, come over to Wagwan every Thursday from 7 to 9. And you'll get a lot of info, you'll get music, you'll get your soul satisfied. Especially when Sister Janet on the Move Lumley is here with me. She got info upon info upon info. You go get your pen and your paper and write stuff down. And, you know, get ready. Because she always has more than we know. Ain't that right, sister?
Yeah, that is right. Yeah, so I can give the places where you can connect for the State of African Diaspora Government. So,
right.
To actually go to the Diaspora Government website itself, there you'll see the Prime Minister, Vice Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs, all the government officials are on that site. You can visit www.thestateofafricandiaspora.com. And that's thestateofafricandiaspora.com, the State of the African Diaspora, and that's actually the government website for you to familiarize yourself with the government. You can volunteer. There's lots of areas there that interest that, you know, you could, if you see anything on there that you would like to ask question about, don't be afraid. Or you can connect with myself. Could reach out to me at J Lumley, SOAD, stands for SOAD, at gmail.com. So you can also reach me there if you feel that there's something important that you need to find out right away for the university, which is the University of the African Diaspora. That one is easy. It's USOAD, www.usoad.com. And there you can go. Again, same email that you can reach out to me personally at J Lumley. That's J Lumley, SOAD, at gmail.com. And then I would like to introduce you to the Restitution Museum. Now, years ago, before we were born, I'm assuming, a lot of artifacts were stolen from Africa. And now, through the diaspora, it's now they're reaching out to France, England, all the places that stole these artifacts and asking them for them to return. Now they can return them physically, or they have to pay a restitution. And that's why they're calling it Restitution Museum. So you can visit that website at www.restitutionmuseum.com. Again, if you feel that your question is not being answered as quickly as possible, you can reach myself at jlumley@gmail.com.
And so you see people. I was just trying to say, sorry to interrupt like that, but I just got to let you guys know that we're building our own. We don't care about all of these things that's happening. If we're putting that aside for some time and just try to concentrate, like focus on what we have that is going on. Stop focusing on what's out there and focus on what we're building, what we expect out of all of this reset. That's it pertains to us just as well. And that's why we have Wagwan, because we're not only here to just play music. We're here to also influence our people. Let them know that there is something for all of us. There's something there for all of us. And all we have to be is united as one force and build together. Go ahead, Sister Jan.
Yes, and also, because I'm one of the representatives, and I feel that the information has to get out there. So if you visit the onthemovemgmt.com website as well, quite a few information is on there as it relates to government, State of African Diaspora. Again, on the 22nd of October till November 2nd, there will be a trip from Jamaica straight to Ghana. And you know what? It comes with some restriction as well, but as anywhere in the world, you have to, not necessarily be vaccinated, but you have to take the PCR test. And you also have to take the yellow fever vaccine. And that's the vaccine, the yellow fever vaccine, was already implemented before COVID-19. So that's mandatory to get to Ghana. You have to take the yellow fever vaccine, mm-hmm. and you also have to take the PCR test.
I heard about that. Right.
Yes, that's mandatory for them. And you have to take it 3 days before going there, as like anywhere else. And on your way back from Ghana, you also have to take you also have to take the PCR coming back as well. So, you know, I just want to share that. What is it? Yeah, so as we go through every month, you know, there's something happening. But I'm encouraging everyone, please, please, please sign up for the university. It's free education.
Yeah. Free.
It's not costing.
Can you imagine that?
It's a university. You get a degree. When you get out, they have courses like agriculture, travel and tourism. I've seen something as it relates to medicine, and it's something like six. So you just need to get on the site again. It's you
and
choose. UTOWAD is the address for that, right? So I think the next program we'll talk more about what's really, you know, in the diaspora university, what they're really actually they'll be launching, are starting their programs this coming week. So it's not too late for you to get on board to join. And again, it is free. Free, guys, free. You can go to school now in the comfort of your home, right? There are people out there that know a lot of students not going to be going to school because of the vaccine. You can now stay at home and study, right, to get your education. And you're going to be studying Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism. Right. So we've come a long
way.
Way
better,
guys.
Yeah, a long way. We have to make this work, people. We must make this work.
Yes.
This
and
work
all you have to do,
to
again, sign up for your Lumi wallet.
Oh, that's another.
That's
thing.
All you
that's
need
enough.
To do.
Sign up for your Lumi. But before we tell them more about Lumi, let's drop a little music for them again so that, you know, keep their interest. We'll keep you up. This is Ghana Till. We're going to keep them talking because we're going to be moving on up, or we're going to be on the move like Sister Janet only all the time. This is 46 Sam, and this is CRS Radio, and the show is called Wagwan. Check out the Baba Janet still keeping them talking just like we're doing. Right?
Let them keep talking. Whoa. talk, keep them talking. Hey, we're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who have ears to hear, let them hear. And who have eyes to see, let them see. No one in this world can stop me, cause I'm protected by the Almighty. Jah is with me wherever I go. Oh, I know Jah loves me so. One thing I know, and of that I'm sure, I'm gonna talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, oh yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking, and I know. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Let them say what they wanna say, what they do or say. Can't lead I astray, Jah is thy guide, day by day. And he's I help in everywhere. Talk, keep them talking. I'm gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking, boy. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Let them pass all the dirty remarks. If they were dogs, then they would bark. To them, no know them corners soon dark. Just like old chaps, they're gonna put them to part. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Keep them talking, yeah. Oh, 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 well. Let them talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who have ears to hear, let them hear. And who have eyes to see, let them see.
Chubba rockin' from Big Ship Rhythm. Right now, me no mad about it, but me. Right now, me no ignorant about it, but me. How can you not rape who come before you? You go like a you come boy, you come make music big. Let them and know who support to respect the end, that's what they know. And I go on like a you are the man, and you are the man, and God are the man. None of them no bad like Shabba Rankin. None of them, none of them. None of them no tough like the Rankin. No, 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 no. None of them. None of them. Stop the one they are asking. If you not imitate the great Shabba Rankin, who can stop the one they are asking? If you not imitate the great Shabba Rankin, see the fool they asking. If you not imitate the Rankin device, I bring the big song that I sing. Must inspire and motivate him. Big vice bunking from Big Ship with him. From Kung Fu back to Gully Bunking, Shabba Ranks are the top of top ranking. So on another the I did suit us, put the fast in the gang of H2O and me the oxygen. Dance is a call me with the jewel and gym. Tell them send me supply the word to the him. Don't get it twisted, how I fool him. 30 years deep and still a rolling. None of them no one like Shabba Ranking. None of them, none of them. None of them not up like the Ranking. No, 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 no. None of them. Stop the one they are asking. If him not imitate the great of a ranking. Who no can stop the fool they are asking. If him not imitate the great of a ranking. Cause them a brag and boast and is a shame. And them no had up to what them proclaim. With them little house, them little car, them little chain. Them baby name and none of them no better than baby Wayne. With him around me mad now, me inhumane. How many more can this man explain? That you cannot treat them and shove around the same. Cause when it come to music, it's not fun and game. How no people like who no want ignore me. And a boss up who don't come before me. Take it from the foundation, build it a couple of story. Czechoslovakia adore me. God bless the higher praise and all of the glory. Respect the foundation who come before me. Colonel Josie, Brigadier Jerry. Yellow man to this man is legendary. None of them no one like shop and ranches. None of them not up like the ranches. No. None of them. Stop the one they are asking. If him not imitate the great of a ranking. Who no can't stop the fool they are asking. If him not imitate the great of a ranking. Check them and doubt. Who supposed to respect the elders but they don't. And I go on like how you are the man. And you are the man, and God are the man. None of them no one like Shabba Rankin. None of them not up like the Rankin. No.
Big ship rhythm. Big vice bunking from big ship rhythm. Big ship rhythm. Big vice bunking from big ship rhythm.
That was the man Shabba Ranks, Big Bad Shabba, doing that one. Some people act like the man God, but we know say the man of God, right? So that's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, so we still got no more things to say. So Sister Janet.
Yes,
we're back.
Yes. Yeah, so you know, on this side of the world, we're always on the move. You know, so many different things coming up. And I guess what? This is the last quarter of 2021.
Yeah.
What's your plan? What do you have planned for? And you know what? This coming Monday is Thanksgiving here in Canada. So it's a statutory holiday perhaps here. However, they're limiting how many persons you can have in your home for Thanksgiving. So last
what are they
Thanksgiving,
gonna do? Are they gonna come in your home and look?
I have no idea. Yeah, so they're limiting how many persons can be coming inside your home. Or if you have 20 persons that you're living with and you all live under the same roof, they can't have that. But they're talking about people coming from, outside, coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. At the malls now, you're limited. Well, the food court, if you're not vaccinated, they put barriers around the seating areas. So you have to go through a gate or something like that to get into the food court, and it's just crazy, so much things, people never used to it. Now you're getting, but some people don't even bother.
Oh.
Some people don't even bother. It's just nonsense. Yeah, so, on this side, it's just kind of, it's a stressful time. It's very stressful now.
Of course.
With how people are living, and, it's like you don't have any more privacy anymore. My friend was telling me that her daughter today got a letter saying that she has to be vaccinated within a certain time frame. Right? So now, because of the job, and stuff like that, now she's compelled. Because she tried to avoid it up until today. But I guess now she doesn't have a choice. She has to go now to be vaccinated. Because of your job.
Well, if you want to keep the job, that's the choice.
Exactly.
I guess if you want
exactly. Because
to keep the job, that's
the choice. I've always said that maybe if I had, like, a mortgage we pay rent. But I've always said that if I had a mortgage and, you know, other responsibility like some of my friends, I would probably have to go take it a long time ago. I wouldn't have a choice. Because, you know, you want to keep your home, you want to keep your car, you want to, you know, all that wonderful
stuff.
Yeah,
keep your house, your job.
It's hard.
I try not to think about that. It's hard not to.
You know, and
really,
we can only say that sometimes because we're not in that position.
That ain't fun.
But it's
well, here I don't
one of
know
those.
What's going on. I think because I live in Florida, and, you know, some things are a little less stressful because the governor here don't believe in mandatory, you know, stuff. Some are fighting against him. Some, you know, there's a difference between some parts, not all parts, some parts of the United States and Canada. In Canada, everybody's now understanding or pushing and saying that it's a socialist system, and that's the reason why those things are happening, because it's a socialist system, which to me just borders on the line of. There's no democracy because there's one person giving that almost like a big, pretty borderline between dictatorship, I guess, and somewhat democracy, that they allow you to still have money, allow you to still have work. I mean, I live there, so I know what it's all about. But the people seem to be somewhat rendered powerless to a certain degree. If they don't. If there's not an uprising or something, then it's hard to see the change because the people just accept. And that's the part that is, you know, very disheartening.
But what do you think? Do you think if persons, like from the beginning, if they had decided that they weren't going to comply or adhere to what's going on, do you think it would be different?
Well, I think I somehow think if there is a collective, a real good collective amount of people that stand up and say, no, we're not, we don't comply, you know, we don't comply. We're just not going to comply regardless of, then I think they'd have to back down. But because there's not enough people doing it, not enough people united, standing as a united force to do it in every corner that they turn, then they still think they have a choice, even if a chance, even if people are doing it, but the amount that's doing it, has become insignificant because it's not a multitude and it's not a collective amount of people.
And that is so sad, you know?
Yeah, people have rights.
It's really sad.
They have rights.
Before 2020, March, you know, I remember the exact day when this thing happened. I remember, you know, when they decided that we're going under lockdown. And you go on the subway, people are freaking out, you know, because they're telling you, oh, you have to wash your hands, you have to be sanitizing. But I was on a conference and those people, they're into natural stuff, and they're saying if you're aware that those sanitizers are worse for your hands.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're not healthy. Right? So that's also bad for your health.
There's nothing that they've come up with that is entirely correct for us, the people. Nothing.
It's crazy. It's a mad, just a mad world, you know. I don't know. You know what? I get up every day now. I try to avoid watching the news. Because
I don't watch
it's depressing. It's depressing in a way. And especially with the, because you guys are in Florida, it's so bad. But as you know now, you are living here before it's getting colder, right? So now you have to be in that jacket or whatever. So that's an added stress.
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm sorry for the, you know, I feel it for the people up there that you know, I spoke to a person up there and she just devastated. They would like to just leave, you know. I think the other day she was feeling sick and it's not anything to do with that. And she had to, you know, pull her back to herself to strength and her dad was sick at the same time. So it's like, double, what do you, you know, and the thing is you have to keep nourishing your body so as not to fall victim to what they call this whole COVID syndrome, that every time you get sick, every sickness is about COVID. It's almost like people are not getting sick for anything else anymore. And that's the devastating thing about it. It doesn't make any sense.
It's just,
for people who get
it's just something, it's hard.
With some sick.
Yeah,
I think that's
hard.
The
coping mechanism, you have to develop something like that. For those who are unvaccinated, for me, what I think that those people should create their own like own normal life,
mm-hmm.
in a sense, you
mm-hmm.
know, like places where they go, they want to go find places that can accommodate unvaccinated. That's how I see it.
Exactly. Just like they're making something for the others, make something for herself too, just as well.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Everybody can
because,
do this thing.
No. You imagine on a Saturday night, you know, people used to go out partying, clubbing. There was no limitation, you know, you go, you party, you now you automatically go somewhere and now you have to be in a mask. And you have to be finding out, are you vaccinated?
That's, you know. I'm going to drop some music.
You're
going
to have so hot, don't you?
Just
so
we can freshen up our minds. And Empress Anna called this one Mr. Batman. I think that's what these people
are.
I really think that's what these people are. They are nothing but a bunch of bad mind people. And that's the worst mind you could ever have. Empress Anna, come down with this one, Mr. Bad Mind.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Why don't your bad mind? This is a true story, you know? They get a little bit of money just to stay alive. When hungry a bite, me say never night. So me up to get a ticket on the morning flight. Me got bills to pay and kids to feed. Rent time, I come up all the life in the street. Anyway, for you, me ends up for me. But you me na beg na borrow, no, they never see. Me stop bad mind and grateful. Dirty heart and bad mind, me no pay full. Give away, so the gates so you'd never stray. So one watch me, one judge me, one chat me, while I'm working for better days. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful, dirty heart and bad mind me no faithful. Them a look away to kill you for them awful. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful, dirty heart and bad mind me no faithful. Them a look away to kill you for them awful. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Me know say them a penny we anyway. Wanna get rid of we, rid of we. Them want put we in a the cemetery, cemetery. Them really want to bury we. Them a penny we, hey, penny we. Wanna get rid of we. Them a look away to kill you 'cause them awful. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful, put the heart and bad mind in your people. Them a look away to kill you 'cause them awful. Well, oh God, it's so painful.
This is CRS Radio at 4-6 Slam, along with my co-chair, Janet on the Move Lumley. We're here on the show called What a Gwan, What a Gwan, What a Gwan, the Jamaican term for what's happening. So a lot of what we're talking about, you know, this evening is what's happening, current. But one thing I know, I can say to others out there, not afraid to say it, start to grow, look after your own food. Some people don't even understand what's going on. I mean, if you can't, those who are used to going into a restaurant and eat, they're slowly having a hard time. So if the restaurant was your only way of finding something to eat, you're going to be in trouble. We have to think of something that we have to strategize right now and figure out how we're going to be viable people in this world, because this world was created for all of us and all of us are living in it. But some people think that the world is just for them and they're in control of the world and everything that's in the world. But, you know, we have to take that away, because we're the one who support them so that they reach where they are. I've had my own relatives ask me, who are they? I mean, if you don't know who are they, you're not living in these times. So I'm not even going to answer that question right now and at this minute. But people, we have to, we must, it's imperative that we understand what is going on right now. That's why the show name, What a Gwan. So if you don't know, listen, go out. You can get on my Facebook page. You can get on any one of these shows that we have that here, Janet Lumley talking about, because we got quite a few of them. And you can ask questions. We're not going to give you anything twisted. We're going to talk reality. We're not talking about what they were talking about, doing something, practically making something happen. And we have to build our own. It can't be stressed no more, no less than how it is right now. I've done casting. This is Janet.
Yes. Yes, I was just. You know what? It's funny. Every time I try to, like, stop playing the music, I hear somebody comes in the background saying, oh, mute. For me to mute the mic. Somebody. I'll mute the call. So I don't know if it's somebody trying to get in, acting in, you know, because sometimes when you put these things out there, like, there's always a roadblock or a derailment, you know? Yeah, for you not to do it. But there's so many resources out there nowadays, and we just have to spread the gospel, you know, to let people know what's available to us wherever we are in the world. And again, people, if you could just reach out to Poetic Sam, you know, via email or something, just to let him know, you know, if you're, whatever you're interested in, whether you're interested in the university, the loom itself, whatever it is that you're interested in, just reach out and let us know, because as much feedback that we can bring back to the African continent or the state of the diaspora, it would be great. Like someone said to me today, they would love to know that with the Lomi, there could be a pension fund that, you know, you could purchase Lomi for your pension. And I thought that was a great idea, you know. So you're going to invest more into the whatever you're getting now, you know, as it relates to your pension. So who knows, maybe they have that in the making, you know, and then somebody's reaching out. I told the person I'm going to do an investigation to see if that's available. Right, I remember somebody had reached out to me about buying extra Lomi, and yes. So once you're getting your stimulus every month and you want to purchase additional Lomi, because this currency is backed by gold, and it's also backed by solar energy. And as the Queen of Sheba says, like in Africa, gold is at your feet, right? So I've never been there, but based on that, it just tells you that gold is, they don't have problem in finding gold. So this is why they took $6 trillion U.S. equivalent to Omni Lumi and given it out as a stimulus of the month. So on the 28th of each month, you get, once you sign up, you get a stimulus of $100 Lomi into an account. And that's called your Swissing wallet or your Lomi wallet. It's not really an account, it's a wallet. And within that wallet, you could trade, you know, purchase. And even it's going to get to a point, just like with Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies, that we can purchase big items like possibly a house, land, car, whatever we want. The Lomi is going to enable us to purchase. I remember when Bitcoin came out, I was one of the, well, I know, I never became a distributor, but somebody was trying to get me in. And at that time, to become a distributor, and at that time, it was like nothing, like peanuts to purchase a Bitcoin. Now Bitcoin is very expensive. Right, and it's taken that the leader or the founders or the owners of this Tesla car and all this owned by the guy who rolled out the Bitcoin. So we have to do believe in something. Downstairs where I live, there's a Bitcoin ATM machine. I'm not sure if it gives fiat or paper money or whatever, but there's a coin, there's a machine there. So this loom.
But right now, one Bitcoin is, let me tell you how much one Bitcoin is right now. 54,000 and 54,055.15. That's the cost of one Bitcoin if you were to buy it. Wow. On your own, buy it. Okay.
And
but
yeah, with the Bitcoin,
like
do I remember?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
No, I was going to say with the Bitcoin, I remember when it started out, you had to invest in it, right? you would have to start out with X amount of dollars. I forgot how much it was to become a distributor. With this Lumen digital currency, it costs you nothing. And some people may say, that's odd. Who's giving away money? There's nothing for free. Well, this one is free to join because Africa, the purpose why this system started, the ecosystem, it's really for the economical development for people on the outside of the continent of Africa. And because so much gold is in Africa and solar energy, they're using that as a support to back this Lumi currency. So I don't think we could ask for anything else other than to get on board and sign up. All you have to do, it doesn't cost you anything. If you sign up for 6 months or 3 months and you see anything that doesn't look based on what you thought or whatever, it doesn't look, it's like it's possible or nothing is happening, you can just don't bother. But if you can cancel the account, but as long as you leave it there, every month until 2023, October, 100 U.S. will be in that bank, in that account. So do the math from now until then, you're looking at about 2,400 U.S. equivalent. Or if you multiply 6.26 from now times 22 months, that will give you the amount of Lumi that will be in your account. So it's only worth it. If you have a business, you can get a business grant to do whatever you want to do in your business. You can also get a loan. No, not a grant, sorry, a line of credit. And then you can get a loan up to 40,000 value U.S. Right? So it's opening doors. Right in Jamaica right now, they have a planting, farming program going on. They're giving away suckers or baby plants. I think needs some fruit. They're giving away right now. Or
you hear,
I think you can purchase it with, yeah, farming. So they're invested in farming there as well. So, and I think other parts of the world, if people want to go into farming, just reach out to them, and they will get you on that program. So, and again, I will stress that all you need is just to open a Lumi wallet, right? Maybe next week we can even play one of the promo videos for you and the show.
Right.
You know, so you hear what's available each and every week, every day, you know, and as long as I'm on the show, I will be promoting the Lumi. I'm hoping that on the 18th and 19th, you'll be able to be on the platform where you will actually go into Moortown, Jamaica, right? There will be a ceremony happening there with about Nanny, right, Queen Nanny. I'm sure, no, just like Marcus Garvey,
oh, yeah.
Everybody must have heard of Nanny, Granny Nanny, you know, Nanny of the Maroons and One Powerful Woman, right? So you're going to get the history on her on the 18th, and then Sowad, which is the state of the diaspora, will be again doing another tribute on the 19th. So stay tuned to see what we're going to be bringing to the table out of the diaspora government. So I'm all excited about the movement.
A lot of things going on. And I want to imprint into the listeners' minds that gold is the only real money. Gold is the only real money. If you're wondering why they could do that, because that's the only real money. All the other money is the made-up money. Made-up. Gold is real. It doesn't... They put a price on it, but it never falls below to a bankruptcy point, right? No country that has gold in the diaspora, in the African diaspora, should ever go broke. There's no reason for that. But because our people have given up control, or lost control, can be both together, or because of the greed of some of us, give away what we had so someone else can be in control of it. Gold is the only real money on this earth. Gold. Okay?
Yes, and Africa have tons of it. There's no doubt. Other countries from all around the globe, that's how many of them went into Africa and took the resources to be where they are today.
Right.
So, yeah, so why not us now just use up our own and the ancestors, that's what we also have to be mindful of. They paved the way for us. They suffered for us. So we know paying it back or be jump on the bandwagon like they, what they left for us now to partake. This is a part of our history. And we should not let it go by. Don't think about the currency. Think about what they're putting in place to change our lives. Not the currency. The currency is just one component. But I would love for you to just jump on the website and just look at the hard work everybody is doing. Some of these staff are up till 1, 2, 3 in the mornings. I'm not kidding you, because it's a new government. Everybody is on board. The prime minister for that government, he's from St. Martin. One of the VPM, she's residing in England. The other one, 2 VPM, is in Jamaica. The minister of foreign affairs is also Jamaican. Some of the ministers are from Africa. So this is how diverse this government is. So it's not, we're not in one place. Everybody's all over the place. Not to mention they have tons of ambassadors, right? And the list goes on and on. Ambassadors in various countries to represent the diaspora. So we need to jump on board with this movement so we can, I think they have well over 1 million persons that sign up now for this wallet. And we're given 3 years. So imagine. We're going to meet. I'm not sure what the objective is for them with the reunion, with the resources. But they're slowly getting there. You just need to be actively involved with it in whichever way you can. There are many roles that you can play in the government to be a part of it. If you have a skill, whichever country you are, just come on board, reach out to me. Again, and I will get you wherever you want to get me. Don't be shy. And Sam is a living example.
To be shy, I'm trying to tell them that all this shyness is not. We have no time to feel reserved or talk about maybe if or all of these things that we always talk about. We always find that negative piece to run away from our reality. Well, if you can't see your own reality around you right now, I don't know what you can see. Then you're surely blind, blinder than Stevie Wonder. He sees it.
Yes, and I must also let you know about another movement, too, that we need to know about and we need to know that it's happening for us. Is indigenous. So there's a government starting here in Canada, which they have them all over the globe right now. It's the Niankapong Maroon Nation, right? That's another way of getting connected with Africa, getting connected with your roots. With this government now, it enables you to apply for your nativity certificate, which is like a birth certificate. But that document enables you to access a lot of resources that's, again, available for us. And what you can do with that one, if you need more information on that particular one, I'm going to find the number for you. There's a number for the Toronto office, right, that you can call. and someone mm-hmm. will get back to you on that journey.
Okay.
Yeah, so that number to call is 289-923-1057. And that's the Nyankopang, which is a Maru Nation here in Toronto. We're encouraging everyone to get their Indigenous ID. It's going to be of value to everyone in the long run. It's going to help you to move ahead. It's also going to help you to identify more what does Indigenous mean. You have to be doing a lot of relearning right now. And even through the diaspora as well, a lot of information is there as it relates to our history. Just imagine sitting in a classroom that an actual king will be teaching you as a professor. Just think about that. That's what's going to be happening under the diaspora university. Actual kings from different kingdoms of Africa will be teaching you as a professor. So there's a lot going to be going. We're going to feel proud and to be a part of this journey when we find out that we were actually kings and queens, right? And to know that our younger generation will be have this information embedded in their head. So they're going to be looking at them with this. I think the objective for this organization is really to leave a legacy for these young people. And when they get it, they will realize, oh, wow, we were actually prince and princesses and right within our nation. So, you know, these are why they're putting all these things out based on history. You know, they stole our artifacts, everything from us. And you were on that one too, eh?
Yes, I was amazed at the amount of pieces that were stolen. Over 1,300. That's what they know of. Over 1,300 pieces of artifacts were stolen out of Africa. People?
Yes,
people. It is a vast amount of what we own that's sitting around the world in museums, making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yep, as it relates to tourism.
Yep, that's tourism. And there is somebody wearing a habit that's wearing it every day like it's theirs. It belongs to them.
So with the restitution, right? You yourself can become an adoptive parent. So you can go to the Restitution Museum and just choose a piece, choose an artifact that you fall in love with and want to get it back to Africa, because they're on that journey right now to bring back every piece. If they cannot give it back or if they're refusing, they're going to have to pay money. But this is how we're going to get rich with all these resources, especially these artifacts. In Canada here at the Ontario Art Gallery, there are about 15 pieces that I counted that are here.
In Ontario?
Yeah, the Art Gallery of Ontario, yeah.
I've never been in that place. All the years I've spent there, I've never been there.
Yeah, well, I've been there. Plus, you have the RUM, the Royal Ontario Museum. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sure if you go there, because these days you just have to type in everything online. I'm sure if I go there now, you could see pieces from Africa, because it looks like us. Those artifacts look like African people, so you could tell. Even the crown. The crown that Queen Victoria had back in 1800, that was stolen from India, this is. Okay?
Mm.
So we need to get on the journey, you know. So if you're interested in adopting a piece of artifact, again, reach out to me, which is Jeanette Lumley, at jlumley@gmail.com, and I'll definitely get back to you about the piece that you've chosen and the next step to get it back to its rightful home.
Yeah, I need to get involved with this.
Yeah, I'm encouraging everyone to please, because it's valuable. I mean, many of these persons that these artifacts were stolen from, maybe some of them today, their children are suffering somewhere, and these pieces could help them become financially secure. Right?
How are we going to demand that these people return these things without a big fight coming up? Because it made so much.
How do we demand?
Yeah, how do we? I would like to know what process there is to.
No, there is a process, and okay. The next time I'm on, I will share with everyone the procedure of the process of how you can get involved. You know, there's a process that you have to write to the country, wherever it's at, and just ask or demand to have that piece returned.
I think that's a demand. If you ask them, they won't do it.
Well, if not, they're going
to have
to pay. They would have to pay for all the years that it's there. Do the math. 100 years, 200 years. Exactly. So that's where the restitution comes in. So they have guys. There's so many monies that's owing to us. Yeah. So think about it. And it's and guess what? All leads back to the Lumi. This is the power of this coin, this digital currency. So once you become a member, or once you get your wallet, you can check out the website and get started in whatever that you can volunteer. Like they're always looking for volunteers. You can become a journalist, right? So you can write on stories that's coming from this, because we need to get more journals out, because we need to push it as much as we can.
So the more we can get out there,
that's why I'm taking that mantle and running with it, because I see that I have a grandchild. My daughter she's young, but she's 21. But I know with the journey I'm on, it's a legacy I'm trying to leave for her and her child, and she may have other children, right? So that's my mission, to be a part of this. I want to be a part of history in the making. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I encourage everyone, please join. Please get on board. Just sign up and get your loop.
I share the same sentiment. We need to get on board. We need to make these things happen. We need to demand back what is ours, so that we become more unified in being the people that we are on this earth, instead of always thinking we have nothing. When everybody has taken, they take from us.
I know.
Take from us. They're still going to
ask. I know what.
So
I know. But they're Africa, wake up now, though. Maybe with all your listeners, if it's possible, if you could create a Telegram page with your with your station, and maybe have persons, each one of the show, you can share it in there, as well as have individuals, because maybe that's an easier way for us to connect with them directly. It's through the Telegram group.
Right, because not a lot of people are calling in, stating their views on it, or anything like that.
Right.
It's funny. Right. I know there are listeners. There's no right. doubt about that.
So if you can, you can create a Telegram group and give them the link, and then hopefully they can start, because maybe they're interested by the time they leave. Maybe some people don't have a pen. They're probably driving and can't get the information. So at least if there's a Telegram group, you can send them to the Telegram group. So
maybe
you could set that up tonight
and have it
to share. Yeah. Because we need to get out.
We really need to get proactive on this. It has to do with us and all this recess. Why don't we just look at this? Why shouldn't we just look at this as part of our own reset? Because it is needed. It is important. All of this has been going on. So is there for us the same way they exploit us, but let's exploit back the idea of the fact that they did take our things and now we need it back. And you've made all this money. We know you're not going to give us all this money back. We know you're not going to, but at least give us back what's ours, and we will decide what we want to do with it. Are we going to process what we have from here on in? Why not?
Yes, and I do agree with you. I do agree, because these people are working assiduously, again, in the government to ensure that they're delivering. And I'm so proud to be a part of it, whether directly, indirectly, because I wasn't on board from the initial place. I joined the Lumi in March of this year, and then now I'm actually working in the government. Yeah, right, and they deliver what they say deliver on the 28th of the month, as they say, your stimulus is in the account. So they have everything on the move. Everything is happening, So I'm hoping that, we all can do what we can when we can. We need to go on a campaign to ensure that we fulfill these missions for the state of Africa and Diaspora. But we've been suffering for too long, right? Too long. It's about time.
I definitely agree with that. I mean, think about it, sitting down and suffering for 400 years,
It's
a bad one, 400 and plus, because I've been hearing 400 years ever since I was able to comprehend what was going on, and that's been a while. That's been over 50 years ago, so think about it. There's got to be way more than 400 years. And I'm not, I'm not trying to instigate anything, but I don't know how to say it. I really don't know how to say it, and I wish more of our people would try to understand where we're coming from and join in unity and make this happen, because it's been going on for way too long.
And what they say is that as a nation, they believe in oneness, right? One people, one government, one language, one policy, one love for each one, right? And they said Africa cannot rise without unity and become successful. So unless we come together as one, and this is what we're trying to push right now, oneness. As Bob Marley says, one love, right? And we need that on the journey. Maybe, Sam, if you can find that song, and maybe we can close with that one today, one love. Because we need to be on that journey continuously.
That's it. That's a good journey.
It's nothing else. Let's open up our minds. Just like many of us, for years we've been, and there's nothing wrong with church, right? But just like we were committed or dedicated to go to church, and we have our own denomination. We are Presbyterian, we are Catholic, we are Church of God, right? I'm not saying
all of these.
I'm not saying to separate from your church or whatever, but let the aura be a part of your everyday. Like, I'm confident that it's going to get us there.
Here is my take on this one, this all kind of different denomination. Why there's only one God? Why is there so many ways to, you know what I mean? Why is there so many ways to get to this one God?
I don't know. It's a question that
expect you to answer. I really kind of don't expect you to answer the question, but it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
I don't want to get into that. Yeah. Because there's more to it than it meets the eye. More to it. I don't think that is our department, you know. Because, you know, then you become too controversial and, you know, one thing can
right.
lead to the next. So, right, we just have to just stay neutral, you know. And
yes,
we have
come basically to the end of the show. It's like 7 minutes to go and I'm about to play One Love. It's a peace concert version, not the record version. So we've given you more than enough information for you to go out there or come back to us or search or understand or digest until next week, this same time again. We have done our best. We're doing our part. And all we're asking is that you do the same. Do your part so we can unite and be a force within this whole reset, and we can be that force. We've always been, been noticed and be taken notice of that once we unite, and that's why they try to break us apart. Because once we unite, we're a force to be reckoned with. But a lot of us don't recognize that, and it's about time we recognize that. And move on, move up, and have our own government, our own everything. We can do it, people. We can do it. We must do it. Or else our children who are living now, those who are going to be left living after all of this massacre, will have to deal with this in another 100 years, because every 100 years, something like this happens. Every 100
mm-hmm.
years, it has happened. And let's prepare them to escape this trauma that we're going through between now and the next 100 years. It could be my grand. I have grand. I have 2 grandsons. And let me tell you, they are going through it now. So once they have children, they're going to go through it. So that means my great-grand could go through it. If we do not build our own infrastructure as a government, as an entity on this earth that deserves to be on this earth like anyone else, we must do this. We must do this. If they're listening and they don't like the fact that I'm saying this, that's too bad for them. I'm sorry, but I cannot shout for somebody else. I have to shout for myself. That's just the point of it all. And it was nice. And Janet, if you want to say any last goodbyes, because we have 4 minutes to go, and I'm going to play the song on, it's going to intro out.
Okay. So what I'm going to say is thank you again, Poetic Sam, for enabling me to be on the Wagwan show. And it
anytime.
Will be like
anytime.
This. Sorry to be taking up your time, you know, talking about.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, talking about this, but we need to get it out there, please. And please tell a friend about the state of African diaspora. Or if you can't remember that, just remember SOAD, S-O-A-D, all right? and have a good evening, each and everyone. And if there's any Canadian on the chat, happy Thanksgiving when it comes.
Okay, yeah, let me say happy Thanksgiving to you Canadians when it comes. All right, have fun. Make sure your unity is more than solidified. See you on Saturday. I catch you right here on Saturday at 12:02. It's 4:06 time, and this is CRS Radio. And we're one love in our way out. Pure love.
Until the philosophy with old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Well, everywhere is war. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance to the color of his eyes. And until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, as if you are. But until that day, the dream of lasting peace.
I think that's my opinion, can't tell you, but I think it's crazy.